This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Toll free and join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, I hope we can get to this Johnny Ray game of the week. You do have one to talk about here tonight, Johnny. It's Ian, Johnny, and Mark in the studio here on this live Sunday edition. This is also the hour in which the second presidential debate is happening. Right after the Clinton email release that we discussed briefly earlier tonight and the audio from Donald Trump saying offensive things a decade ago, the debate coverage has begun. NPR, CNN, basically all the news networks get access to a feed, and so they can broadcast this event. It's being broadcast on YouTube via NPR at the moment, with nearly 60,000 people watching just that feed alone. The candidates have taken the stage already, just literally moments before we went on the air in this hour. And normally on Free Talk Live, we really just don't care about the debates. I've never paid attention to them in the past unless somebody like Ron Paul's been in. Like, I would watch Ron Paul's segments from the Republican presidential primary debates, but I'd never actually watch an entire one of the debates. I only wanted to see what Ron Paul's answers were. I didn't care about the rest of them.
They're intolerable. You can't watch them.
Oh, yeah.
Because they ask the candidate a question, and then the candidate does not answer the question, but proceeds to say whatever they were intending to say.
It's vaguely related to the question.
Sometimes,
sometimes no. What a debate is watching two politicians spar. I've seen enough of that.
Right.
Watching Ron Paul, he was never really a politician, as our local talk show host here said. Ron Paul gave the most direct answers to any questions that he'd ever given. Now, this is a talk show host in New Hampshire where they interview everybody that they feel like interviewing for president.
That's true.
So he has a lot of experience in this particular area. So Ron Paul wasn't really a politician.
No.
And Donald Trump isn't either. That's why they're interesting. Because then you have to see the slimiest and most evil of politicians communicate with a bloviating crazy man. And that's entertainment.
It's entertainment. And so we will be focusing in here on some of the audio from the debate. But apparently something very interesting happened right beforehand. I don't know if any of you caught this news, but as I was trying to pull up the live feed, Donald Trump apparently trotted out a press conference prior to the debate tonight.
No, I didn't hear that.
With Bill Clinton's rape accusers.
Ah.
Headline from FoxNews.com.
I think this is really important. There are Democrats out there, specifically Democrat women, that don't know that Bill Clinton has been accused of rape and that his wife has been accused of helping that. Of helping to cover that up.
Now, to be fair, Donald Trump has also been accused of rape. So being accused of rape is...
Let me hear that. I haven't heard
there's an accusation that he raped a 13-year-old girl at some sort of fancy party for rich people.
Okay.
Whether that's true or not, you know, it's just an accusation, so it's hard to really say. Donald Trump did conclude his Sunday night debate prep by hosting a press conference with women who have accused President Bill Clinton, or former President Bill Clinton.
I would like to point out that people with power, when accused of horrendous crimes, that the obstacle of proof is higher for them. So, you know, if you're accused, if anybody's accused of a rape of a 13-year-old at a party, your life's going to be a living hell for, you know, a long time. Whereas when these rich and powerful people do it, Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, these sorts of people, there needs to be more proof. Now, I think that might be fair because a famous, powerful person is more likely to be accused of ridiculous crimes that they may not have done, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just by crazy people, because crazy people see them on TV.
Yeah, absolutely. So Trump, let's see, in the shadow of the hot mic comments that have leaked on Friday from a video that was a decade old, posted this video to his Facebook page less than 90 minutes before the second presidential debate was due to begin tonight, the video of this press conference. He was flanked by Paula Jones, Kathleen Willey, and Juanita Broderick, who have each previously accused Bill Clinton of sexual assault. Some have accused Hillary Clinton of intimidating them. Broderick said, quote, "Actions speak louder than words. Mr. Trump may have said some bad words, but Bill Clinton raped me and Hillary Clinton threatened me. I don't think there's any comparison." Also present was Kathy Shelton. Hillary Clinton defended the man who raped a then 12-year-old Shelton in 1975. Quote, "Hillary put me through something that you would never put a 12-year-old through, and she says she's for women and children." Now, when they say she defended them, that may mean as an attorney.
She did it as an attorney and was successfully defended that evil man and then chuckled about it later. Now, humans chuckle for weird reasons.
Sure.
You know, sometimes when they're nervous, they laugh, so I don't really entirely know. But I guess, you know, I would find Trump's statements from a decade ago more disturbing if there was a candidate that I found less revolting than Hillary Clinton out there. But, you know, knowing what she's been involved with or accused of up to this point, it makes, you know, it's like, yuck.
So Trump is apparently right now addressing the question of, does he understand that he bragged about sexually assaulting women?
Much bigger things.
Just for the record, though, are you saying that what you said on that bus 11 years ago, that you did not actually kiss women without consent or grope women without consent?
I have great respect for women. Nobody has more respect for women than I do.
So for the record, you're saying you've never did that?
I said things that, frankly, you hear these things are said, and I was embarrassed by it, but I have tremendous respect for women.
Have you ever done those things?
Women have respect for me, and I will tell you, no, I have not, and I will tell you that I'm going to make our country safe. We're going to have borders in our country, which we don't have now.
Yeah, you know what? That's what he's supposed to do, though, right? Get back on his message.
Places.
Yeah.
He answered the question.
We're going to make America safe again. We're going to make America great again.
I don't think I believe him. Now, you believed him, Mark. You think that he didn't do the things that he was saying about up and kissing women.
I think he's just talking.
Well, grabbing them in the crotch.
You seem to think this whole kissing thing's weirder than I do. So if I were to...
Yes, you generally do not, in my opinion, kiss someone with whom you're not acquainted.
So if I was introduced at a party to somebody,
mm-hmm.
And that person, you know, wanted to hug, and that person of the opposite sex wanted to hug and then kiss, and she kissed me on the cheek, I would not feel like that was an invasion, nor would I feel like it's a sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I can only, in fairness, say that if a man chooses to kiss a woman on the cheek, I'm not talking about sticking their tongue in their mouth or anything like that, on the cheek, that this is not a sexual assault.
I would agree with you that it is not a sexual assault, but it is an assault. If you give somebody a kiss who does not want to be kissed, if you try it with a cop, you're going to go to jail.
Okay, fine.
Johnny Ray, what do you think about this? You weren't on last night.
How many cops have you kissed, Johnny Ray?
To this discussion.
When I was in high school, a girl with the initials AB kissed me in greeting on the mouth because she was kind of getting in touch with her European sensibilities, mm-hmm. and I was shocked and stunned.
In North Carolina.
I wish that I had done something. I just kind of stared at her dumbly, but I felt pretty good about it. If a man kissed me,
if it's unwanted, it's by definition an assault. An unwanted physical contact is an assault.
Yeah, Ian.
Purposeful.
People don't walk through life looking through the dictionary and defining words that way. So this isn't what we're talking about.
That is what we're talking about.
No,
we're talking about unwanted.
We're not talking about life as the dictionary defines it. We're talking about life in this culture. And I do not think that in this culture, the one in which I live, that a kiss on the cheek, even in first greeting, could be considered an assault. You may say to that person, look, I'm uncomfortable with people kissing me generally. You might have cooties. I don't know.
What if the person tells you to not do that and then you do it again? Is that then an assault in your
mind? I would say that then is a it's an infraction on that person's personal
space. An infraction.
I think assault means to people something that's damaging, you know?
Well, I tend to agree with you. I don't think that there's any real, like, damages that you would necessarily pay for kissing somebody on the cheek because they haven't actually been harmed. It's not your traditional, like, break somebody's arm or hit them assault. But by the legal definition, it does fall into that legal definition, as I understand it. Now, I don't think a police officer should charge you with assault if you kiss them, but that's likely what might happen to you if you do. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I would say you should not go around kissing people you've never met and that you don't have any history with. But we'll continue here, and you can share your thoughts on the debate or whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves here live. Sunday night edition of the program. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The so-called second presidential debate has begun at the beginning of this hour. We played a little bit of a clip, just, you know, randomly kind of tuning in to see what they're saying. And they are starting with questions about what Donald Trump had said a decade ago. The format tonight is ostensibly a group of people who were selected by the Gallup organization to participate in this debate. The group of people is all folks, or are all folks, who say that they have not yet decided. So that's the kind of people who are asking the questions tonight. The questions were apparently submitted to the moderators this morning. They're also taking questions from the Internet, allegedly, and they claim they're going to try to get through as many as they can. But the first question was right out the gate about the Donald Trump comments from a decade ago. During the last break, I was monitoring some of the audio from the debate. They are talking, or Trump was talking, about that 12-year-old that Bill Clinton allegedly raped and that Hillary Clinton defended.
No, Bill Clinton did not allegedly rape the 12-year-old.
Oh, it was Hillary Clinton who defended a 12-year-old.
Defended a rapist.
Or defended the rapist, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Right, who was not Bill Clinton. Got it. Well, anyway, he brought
that up. However, Trump did hold a press conference prior to the debate where he brought some of Bill Clinton's, the people that accused Bill Clinton of rape.
Yep, that's correct, and they are in the audience there tonight.
The Raw Story posts on Facebook that it is gross and despicable that he would do such a thing. I presume that he would do such a thing. Gross and despicable is their title.
We're going to go to your calls and your thoughts here, and we'll tune back into the debate here in a moment. First up, we go to Scott listening in Winnipeg. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Scott.
I was called because I recently spent a couple of days in prison.
You spent a couple of days in jail.
During my time in there, I'm a pretty straight-looking guy. And so a lot of people open up to me because most of them have spent their lives as gangbangers or in and out of prison over the years. And I was there just for a couple nights, like on a domestic thing. It wasn't like I'm not part of a gang or anything like that. And what I found the most interesting but not surprising is that I'd say 90% of the people I was in with and talked to were there because of either they were addicts and, you know, committed crimes to feed their addiction, or committed crimes because they were in a gang that ran drugs. So much of it was related to the war on drugs. It was incredible. Hardly anyone was there that were inherently violent. Most of it was tied to gang-related activities, controlling the flow of drugs. Some of them had alcohol problems. But really, most of it was drugs, man. And so I'm not surprised, but I'm sitting there talking to these guys and looking at people who seem like good people that got caught up in something they couldn't handle. A lot of them, you know, they had hard times when they were kids, and then, you know, they turned to drugs to deal with it, and then they get addicted, and then they commit crimes to feed their addiction. Because certain drugs are getting harder to get on the street here in Canada, OxyContin, for example. Which was popular a couple of years ago, the government really cracked down on it. So now they're turning to more dangerous things like fentanyl, which people are using and dying from really quickly, because as the government takes more things out of circulation to try to control it, people just keep turning to more and more synthetic chemicals to get that high. And it's becoming way more dangerous. So these are things we already knew about the war on drugs, but I had never seen it in front of me like this before, because that's never a world I've been part of as far as drugs or gangs. That's just nothing I've ever been involved with. And to see it right in front of my face is really, I felt a lot of compassion for these people that, I just see them as people rather than just gangbangers. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, these are all individuals who have an individual story to tell, their reasons for doing what it was that they've done. And you're absolutely right. I know that I mentioned earlier there's a jail warden here in Cheshire County who's actually a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And I asked him once, I think it was actually while I was in jail there for civil disobedience, and he and I had a chat when he was walking through the cell block at one point. And I asked him, you know, how many of the people in this jail do you think don't belong here? And he told me at any time it's at least 40% of them.
Wow.
Yeah. And he can't do anything about it, unfortunately. You know, if he lets them out, then they'll put him in there. So, unfortunately.
Well, or the police trustee will stop and
oh, we're losing your cell phone there, Scott. I don't know if we can understand what you're saying.
There's a jammer at the jail.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, it's kind of crappy now. We're going to let you go. But thanks for the call tonight.
Right,
I appreciate it.
We got more.
Let's continue here. We got William in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. I think he made his point. Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Anarcho-Poco versus Liberty Forum.
Sure.
Have you been to these?
These are two libertarian events. Anarcho-Poco happens in Acapulco, Mexico in February. And the Liberty Forum also generally happens in February or early March in New Hampshire.
Yep.
Yeah, my idea is I want to start going to about one Liberty event a year. Porkfest is a, you know, there's quite a few of them. And just kind of alternate years on which one I go to.
Mm-hmm.
I have been to one Liberty Forum, I believe it was in 2012, and I kind of know what to expect. And I've heard, you know, the live broadcast from there before and whatnot. Anarcho-Poco, I don't quite know what to expect. I don't know if any of you guys have ever been to one.
Mark, you've been to one or two,
I went to
right?
The first one. The second one I haven't been to. And, you know, the first one I went to was much more of a casual gathering. Now there's some really big names that are going to be at this this one coming up. If you're asking me to compare and contrast, I think it's difficult because these events are very, very different. But there's going to be a lot of big names in Acapulco in February.
It's February 25th through the 28th, by the way, at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. We're going to be there
right. Broadcasting.
I
got to make the choice as to which one I wanted to go to, and I wanted to go to Anarcho-Poco.
Well, actually, we're prohibited from going to Liberty Forum.
I'm not prohibited from going to Liberty Forum.
Well, you're prohibited from broadcasting from Liberty
Forum. That much is true.
Yeah. Anarcho-Poco, the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists. They'll be bringing together hundreds of principled anarchists to share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. Big-name speakers, like you said, Mark, including Jeffrey Tucker, Larkin Rose, Adam Kokesh, Jeff Berwick, Roger Ver, Luke Gradowski, our very own Derek J. Freeman, and Dr. Stephanie Murphy, and many more. So folks who want to learn more about that can go to anarchopulco.com. I say if you've got the ability to get down there, it could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be similar in that it looks like it's a convention and there's different, venue or different speakers that will be, that I can choose what interests me more and less and decide which ones to go listen to and whatnot.
Plus, it'll be warmer.
And that whole goes pretty neat.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. William, we'll look forward to seeing you there if you can make it down there, man.
Que bueno.
I appreciate the call tonight. Yeah, he lives in Arizona, so odds are he speaks a little bit at the very least. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Apparently, Hillary's being asked about her handling of emails in the what they're calling a town hall format of the presidential debate. And it appears like there's a lot of back and forth between the two candidates talking at the same time. It's Free Talk Live. We'll tune in here in moments.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free. You can join us here. You don't have to talk about the presidential debate, which is ongoing here, and we'll tune back in to get some random audio from whatever it is they're talking about. Healthcare is the question on the floor right now. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and a town hall format with people who are asking questions who claim to the Gallup organization that they are undecided at this point. You can join us here at the toll-free number 855-450-FREE, and you can get tremendous discounts on whatever it is you need to buy at Amazon by going to saveatpurse.com. You go to saveatpurse.com, and then you can basically ingest your Amazon wish list, whatever it is you put on your wish list, into saveatpurse, select the discount that you want, 10%, 15%, 20%. You could try for more if you want, but the higher the percentage discount you want, the longer it's going to take to fulfill your order. Usually, if I put it at 15%, I get that order fulfilled in the same day. And the product shows up at my door. I then go back to saveatpurse.com, let them know that I've received the product, and the person with whom I'm doing business is given Bitcoin. That's the catch here. You have to have Bitcoin in order to use saveatpurse.com. And this one website, saving 15% or more, perhaps, on your Amazon purchases, that alone is worth getting Bitcoin. If you can get Bitcoin in, even if you're paying 10% for Bitcoin, which is a very high markup, then you're still saving money. you still save 5% on your purchases at Amazon if you selected 15. You can get 20% pretty frequently as well. Start off over at saveitpurse.com. They'll explain to you how it works, and it works very, very well. I've done it now for about 2 years of my life. Pretty much every Amazon purchase that I've made in that two-year time frame, I've made through saveitpurse, saveatpurse.com, and I've saved well over $1,000 on things that I was going to buy anyway. So why spend more when you can save big time? Saveitpurse.com. Donald Trump holding a press conference prior to this presidential debate with women who claimed that they were raped by Bill Clinton. That happened about 90 minutes before the debate. He posted the video to his Facebook page, including Paula Jones, Kathleen Willey, and Juanita Broderick. Trump apparently, according to Fox News, said little.
I bet the mainstream media, the people who released this video of Trump talking about grabbing him in the crotch, I just don't think they, do they know what this guy is capable of? I mean, he has turned this around to a large extent. Here on national television, probably the most watched debate of our lifetimes, excluding the one that came prior to it, a couple weeks ago. This is probably the most watched presidential debate. Mm-hmm. And he is calling Bill Clinton, the 42nd president of the United States,
a rapist. Yes.
And he's saying that his wife, the former Secretary of State, it defended an evil rapist.
A child rapist.
She's an accomplice. I mean, he is this is the professional wrestling cage match version of a debate. And
it's true.
And so funny.
Trump has been on professional wrestling
yes,
before.
Yes, he has.
He's been in the ring at WWE.
I think Anderson Cooper has to just throw in the towel and say, I wasn't ready for this, people.
Trump said very little outside of just introducing the four women. He said, quote, these four very courageous women have asked to be here, and it was our honor to help them, unquote. When a member of the media attempted shouting a question at Trump near the end of the video about whether he felt he was entitled to touch women inappropriately because he was famous, Jones responded, why don't y'all ask Bill Clinton that? Hillary for America Communications Director Jennifer Palmieri responded to the Trump press conference in a statement saying, quote, we're not surprised to see Donald Trump continue his destructive race to the bottom. Hillary Clinton understands the opportunity in this town hall is to talk to voters on stage and in the audience about the issues that matter to them, and this stunt doesn't change that. If Donald Trump doesn't see that, that's his loss. As always, she's prepared to handle whatever Donald Trump throws her way. So we'll go back to the debate here. The question on the floor is, how do you force insurance company without a mandate to cover people with pre-existing conditions?
Feel this way, believe it or not, and strongly this way, we're going to block grant into the states. We're going to block grant into Medicaid into
Thank
the
you,
states
Trump.
So that we will be able to take care of people without the necessary funds to take care of themselves.
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
We now go to Gorba Hamid with a question for both candidates.
Hi. There are 3.3 million Muslims in the United States, and I'm one of them. You've mentioned working with Muslim nations, but with Islamophobia on the rise, how will you help people like me deal with the consequences of being labeled as a threat to the country after the election is over?
Mr. Trump, here first.
Well, you're right about Islamophobia, and that's a shame. But one thing we have to do is we have to make sure that, because there is a problem, I mean, whether we like it or not, and we can be very politically correct, but whether we like it or not, there is a problem. And we have to be sure that Muslims come in and report when they see something going on. When they see hatred going on, they have to report it. As an example, in San Bernardino, many people saw the bombs all over the apartment of the two people that killed 14 and wounded many, many people. Horribly wounded. They'll never be the same. Muslims have to report the problems when they see them.
By the way, many Muslims have done that.
Oh, they do it all the time.
And they, in a lot of cases, end up reporting the problems that are coming from undercover FBI agents who are
confidential informants.
Right, CIs or actual agents who are coming into these Muslim mosques and trying to round up recruits to do, bombings and things like that. So a lot of times when the Muslims are actually reporting things that are going on. It's actually the federal government who's coming in and doing those things. You're not going to hear that from either one of these candidates.
Right. I mean, poor Muslims, they can't get any credit for anything. People tell them, hey, you should, you know, speak out against terrorism. And they're like, I speak out against terrorism.
Yeah.
Like, they everything that they're told to do, they do. 90% of them do. And then for whatever reason, people just don't pay attention.
Media's not reporting on it, for instance. Here's Clinton's answer.
Across our country. Because, unfortunately, there's been a lot of very divisive, dark things said about Muslims. And even someone like Captain Khan, the young man who sacrificed himself defending our country in the United States Army, has been subject to attack by Donald. I want to say just a couple of things. First, we've had Muslims in America since George Washington. And we've had many successful Muslims. We just lost a particularly well-known one with Muhammad Ali. My vision of America is an America where everyone has a place. If you're willing to work hard, you do your part, you contribute to the community. That's what America is. That's what we want America to be for our children and our grandchildren. It's also very short-sighted and even dangerous to be engaging in the kind of demagogic rhetoric that Donald has about Muslims.
She's right about that.
We need American Muslims to be part of our eyes and ears on our front lines. I've worked with a lot of different Muslim groups around America.
I don't want to hear what you're talking about her Muslim thing, but I've got to say this to the Republicans out there. Look, Muslims voted en masse for George Bush. Mexicans in Texas voted for George Bush as a governor, and then voted as a majority for George Bush as president.
Both times?
Both times.
Okay.
Because Republicans had an opportunity at one point with these ethnic groups. And I don't mean just Mexicans, Central Americans generally. Anybody who's Latino, probably at this point, their family has turned to voting Democrat. And the reason isn't because they want their illegal family members to be able to vote. The reason is because they think you hate them. Now, I know you're going to say, I'm all for legal immigrants. I'm all for peaceful Muslims. But that's not what's coming around.
Well, yeah, you're not all for them if you're saying you need to carry an ID card saying you're a Muslim or that you have to go through some sort of special extra screening because you're a Muslim.
Right. All these things, you know, make it very difficult for these people to sort of internalize the messages of the Republican Party. And I've got to say, as a member of the Republican Party, I'm 45 years old. And many of the, you know, the stalwarts of the Republican Party are older than me. And I just want to say, thanks for screwing it up. Thanks for making the Republican Party a relic. Because that's what it's going to be. It's going to die with you.
I sure hope it dies. I mean, I'd love to see it split into a couple of different parties and see the Democrats split while we're at it. Let's have five or six different parties.
I'd like to see it if the Democrats didn't suck so bad.
855-450-FREE. You can join us here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Morgan Silver Dollar, minted from 1878 through 1904 and again in 1921. 90% pure silver. Many agree it's the most beautiful silver coin ever struck. CNS Rare Coins has a huge reserve of these brilliant, uncirculated historical coins and is about to release them to the public for a limited time. Produced at mints located in Philadelphia, New Orleans, Carson City, and San Francisco, this is your chance to obtain a piece of American history. With the price of silver on the rise, shouldn't precious silver be a part of your portfolio? It's the perfect hedge against inflation at below market prices. CNS is proud to release these Morgan Silver Dollars at only $39.95 per coin. So call toll-free 866-95-COINS. There's a 10-coin limit. Call 866-952-6467. And for the first 100 callers, shipping is free. So call now, 866-95-COINS.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number in these remaining moments is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you enjoy Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP, AMP, stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live. We use that and invest it into the show so we can get on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you value what we do here on Free Talk Live, that's one of the best ways to support us. And you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only phone lines, the AMP-only podcast. Go get all the details. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard or Bitcoin right there on the AMP site. So AMP, A-M-P. Freetalklive.com. We'll take a break from the debate where they're talking about who knows what for something more important, which is video games and books. Johnny Ray's Media Corner here on Free Talk Live. What is the game of the week, Johnny Ray?
It's a game called, I don't know how to pronounce it, it's called Antiyoy, A-N-T-I-Y-O-Y. Okay. It's an Android game. And it's a very rudimentary game. It keeps me coming back time and again. You get a randomly generated map with a bunch of hexes on it, and you play a color, basically, red, green, blue, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
colored robot?
No, you just play a color. Your territory will be colored that color.
Okay.
And you try and expand your territory. Each new tile you get gives you a little bit of money, and you build these units, and it's hard to explain what's so addictive about it.
Because it's a turn-based strategy?
It's very simple. It's a turn-based strategy. You try and blob out,
mm-hmm.
if your blob is intersected somewhere, then it sort of becomes its own little nation.
Oh, really?
Same color, but your resources, you can't draw on as many resources. So if you've got...
If you've disconnected from the main blob.
If you've disconnected from the main blob, and your units have a per-turn cost, and often you'll try and sort of blob out a little bit too far in one direction.
Somebody
will cut you off, yeah. And then those guys are all dead.
Hmm.
And it's gripping. It's very simple. It's free, I believe. I don't remember exactly, but I'm pretty sure it's free. Most of the Android games I get are free. Yeah. And, you got a picture over there. You can see what I'm talking about. It's great. It's sort of like a little bit like...
multiplayer.
Yeah, I haven't. I didn't even know that was there. I was just reading the comments before the show today, and I saw that that's a possibility. The AI so far has been the artificial intelligence.
Challenging.
Yes, it's been challenging.
Random map generation, so never the same game twice.
Yeah, I've been going through the campaign, which it has,
mm-hmm.
and the campaign is alive and introduces new concepts as you go.
A little bit like Risk.
It does have a look. Like Risk.
Yes, it is. I'm not the expert that you two guys are in that game, but
I'm by no means an expert at Risk. I've maybe played it 3 or 4 times in my life.
Okay. Yeah. I make that mistake over and over again because one of my first experiences with you was playing a game of Risk.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. So you like it? You've played it for how long now?
I've had it for several weeks, and it doesn't disappoint.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so I recommend it. Antiyoy, Antiyoy.
And, yeah, apparently it is available, looks like Android, not sure about the iPhone. So
there you go,
Antiyoy. And then in other media news, Johnny Ray, you wanted to recommend a book?
He wants to start a reading club.
Reading club?
I want to start a reading club with Mark.
Okay. Well, start a reading club with everybody on the air, I'd say.
And that, too. Yeah, that would be beautiful.
That's even better.
I have long wanted to educate myself in some of the fundamentals of libertarianism, and that's the kind of stuff I like to listen to on the radio. Mm-hmm. And I went behind your back, and I talked to Mark, and I got him a copy of Henry Hazlitt's Economics in One Lesson.
Another copy.
Isn't that free? You can download that, right?
Probably. I mean, you can probably get it at Mises.org.
Right.
Loads
they offer free books.
Yeah, there. That wouldn't surprise me a bit.
So anybody could participate in this. If indeed I'm correct and this is a free book, any of the listeners could participate without actually having to go and buy the book.
I am certain that Economics in One Lesson is available for free on the internet somewhere.
So.
I mean, it's just such a fundamental book.
Yeah. It starts off with I think it revolves around Bastiat and the broken window fallacy. It's about simple economic fallacies.
You've already read it?
I've listened to it at work.
Audiobook?
But not recently.
Okay.
And I find that when I read things, I really absorb them much better than listening to them.
It's
too easy to let your mind wander when you're listening.
Yeah, there's good reason to want to read these fundamental books, and Economics in One Lesson is probably among a very few of the really important books that one might read if one wants to understand the philosophy of liberty. And for me, the economic side's always been more important. So I'd encourage anybody, hey, we're talking about one chapter a week here. This isn't exactly a high bar or anything. Participate with us, and we'll have a conversation about it. And Ian, since I've got a copy of this, why don't I bring you the copy that he gave me?
I'm willing to read it. I think I can handle a chapter in a week.
A chapter a week is not a high bar.
In this book, the first chapter is 4 or 5 pages long.
I'm just awful at making time to read, so right. I will have to make
I do make time
effort.
To use the bathroom.
Correct.
And that I can do it then.
That's my best place for reading.
So I thought that, we could do it. There are a lot of different ways we could bring it to life. If each chapter is about a new economic fallacy, then I think that we can probably find those fallacies in the news of the day and bring that into
I think it's absolutely worth doing. And I think and I encourage everybody to participate in this challenge.
Okay, so the idea is read Chapter 1 of Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt before next week's Sunday show.
Yep.
Okay, I think we can do that, especially if you bring it to me, Mark. It'll be easier to set it down in the bathroom, and that way I won't forget about it.
Okay.
So just a little bit more here from the second presidential debate. I don't even know what the topic on the floor is.
The money, so you can take negative ads on Donald Trump. But, and I say that about a lot of things.
What are you talking about?
I've heard
himself.
Hillary complaining about so many different things over the years. I wish she'd have done this. But she's been there for 30 years. She's been doing this stuff. She never changed, and she never will change. She never will change. We're getting rid of carried interest provisions. I'm lowering taxes, actually, because I think it's so important for corporations, because we have
corporations. Okay, the question on the screen here is, what specific tax provisions will you change to make sure the wealthy pay their fair share?
And with the lowering of the taxes. But we're bringing the tax rate down from 35% to 15%. We're cutting taxes for the middle class, and I will tell you, we are cutting them big league for the middle class.
Now remember, when a politician says something like that, we're doing this, no, not necessarily, not unless you've got Congress going along with you. He doesn't get to go in there and just slash the tax rates just because he wants to. So it's easy for a politician to make a promise like that, but a lot harder to actually follow through. Even if he really does intend to do that, that doesn't necessarily mean that it would even happen were he to be elected. So keep that in mind.
We're down at 1%, and that's like no growth. And we're going lower, in my opinion. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that our taxes are so high, just about the highest in the world. And I'm bringing them down to one of the lower in the world. And I think it's so important, one of the most important things we can do. But she is raising everybody's taxes massively.
Secretary Clinton, you have 2 minutes. The question was, what specific tax provisions will you change to ensure the wealthiest Americans pay their fair share of taxes?
Well, everything you've heard just now from Donald is not true. I'm sorry I have to keep saying this, but he lives in an alternative reality. And it is sort of amusing to hear somebody who hasn't paid federal income taxes in maybe 20 years talking about what he's going to do. But I'll tell you what he's going to do. His plan will give the wealthy and corporations the biggest tax cuts they've ever had, more than the Bush tax cuts.
Good. If that actually did happen, then the reason that's a good thing is because if companies and wealthy people get tax cuts, I think everybody shouldn't have to pay taxes. I don't think there should be taxes. But any amount of cut to a tax that is currently being paid means more money in those companies and people's pockets, which means more money for them to invest in new businesses, hiring new employees, expanding their operations, and creating new wealth. So, I mean, generally, people look at these people as bad guys. They're not. It's those wealthy people and those companies that are creating a lot of the jobs that many people listening to the show have.
The nation is $20 trillion in debt because there is no
You mean the government.
Fine.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a difference?
Well, I mean, it depends. I mean, you could be talking about the individuals.
The government is going to try its very best, its level best. The most well-armed government in the history of the world is going to attempt to make the nation pay for all of their spending. And there is nearly no relationship between spending and taxing, and that's what the problem is.
We're out of time for tonight. If you want to comment on this further as debate, there's more to go here. I think there's another half hour remaining. You're welcome to call us tomorrow night about that online. You can join us in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.